Sweet 98.5, Nikki and Spicoli mornings, joined by TJ Miller, comedian, actor at the Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow with his Gentle Giant tour. You know him from Deadpool, Transformers 4, Office Christmas Party, which is a very underrated movie, by the way, with Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston. Now, you are the first person I've spoken with that has been that close to Jennifer Aniston. She's like America's sweetheart. How do you keep it cool when you meet someone like her?
Well, happy Friday, everyone, and you just got to keep it cool around the Aniston of the world, you know? So the thing that I think is so great is she's really funny, and we all kind of know that, but because of this American sweetheart thing, we don't think about her that way at first. And so as soon as I met with her, I said, all right, well, you know, let's jump into being funny. And I said to her, all right, let's get the, you know, the sort of basic questions out of the way. Are you contractually obligated to drink smart water? Yeah, kind of laughed, and she goes, you know, I am, but I prefer Fiji. Don't tell anybody. So one of the funny things about that was that it was sort of, I don't know, there was just something great about, she was so dry, so wry the way that she said it. You know, immediately I was like, oh yeah, she's from Friends. She's hilarious. She's a movie star that's been in movies with Adam Sandler. And she was also really cool with me because she knew that it was like my first movie where I was just genuinely the star, like the story revolves around me. And she wasn't like, hey, you're doing great or anything, but she was really supportive and really fun. Like, you know, in between the wrestling scene and stuff, we'd all just sort of sit around and, you know, talk. And she, one of the really funny things she said, she goes, I really want a salted bagel right now, like while we were waiting for the cameras to change. She goes, on the way to school, I used to get a salted bagel with butter, and it scooped out, and it was just the most delicious thing in the world. And so we were, you know, just telling stories. And then at the end of the movie, I got her a sort of little platter of salted bagels with butter. I showed her. She's like, oh, thank you so much. She kind of walked around and was saying goodbye to everybody. And then I turned and I talked to somebody for a second, turned around, she's gone. And I was like, where did Jennifer Aniston go? And they're like, God, she's probably on a plane by now, you know?
Right.
And I go, well, did she get the salted bagel? And the director said to me, he goes, TJ, what are you talking about? She's not going to eat a bagel. She would never eat a bagel. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard anybody assume, that Jennifer Aniston would eat a salted bagel with butter on it.
Because of carbs or what?
Yeah, of course. She's like, she's on the cover of every magazine. She's not going to eat a salted bagel covered in butter. And I go, well, if she isn't, then I am. So then we all had salted bagels. And she's just cool. She can hang with the guys, can have beers. She's got a Nebraska sort of cut to her.
Oh, okay.
Way.
The Nebraska. What does that mean?
If she was a steak, she'd be filet mignon. But she is high-quality beef. And now that I said that out loud, I think you... Yeah, let's not get that around the internet.
TJ Miller joining us on Nikki and Spicoli mornings on Sweet 98.5. You've been in so many movies. Your voice has been heard in so many places. Emoji Movie and Prancer and Ice Age, A Mammoth Christmas. Do you ever turn anything down?
Mucinex. I was the Mucinex booger for quite a while as well. I think that's important that people know that. I played a talking booger.
Oh, my goodness.
Do I turn things down? What do you mean? Do I turn stuff down because I'm hearing my own voice?
No, do you turn stuff down because you're so busy, like you have other projects, or like you just accept everything and you just want to do it all?
You know, I think I am a guy who wants to do it all, and that's kind of motivated by I just love making people laugh, and so the more things I can do that in, the better. I do, yeah, I try and turn it down. I try... Last night, Kate and I, that's my wife, Kate, we had sort of a night of vegging out, as they say. And so we watched The Diplomat, which is the new series on Netflix,
right,
with Keri Russell, who used to live in our apartment. That's pretty weird. Not with us.
Oh, okay.
But I don't, you know, I'm not a guy who's like, let's watch a political drama about foreign policy. But it's a good show, and it has nothing to do with what I'm doing. And I, so that to me was really turning it down and tuning out. Because everything I watch that's comedy is essentially still working. Because I'm sort of like, okay, how'd they do this? What are they doing? Anything that I watch that's film or television kind of working. And it makes me think about, all right, well, I'm shooting this indie film in a little bit, or the next Christmas movie that I'm writing. You know, what's going to be the deal with that? But to answer your question about do you accept everything, I don't accept everything. But I do like to work. And I am trying to get better at that. What about you? Are you sort of a... work all the type guy, or when you clock out, can you clock out?
No, I can't clock out. Yeah, it's like eat, sleep, breathe, consume content, and then spill it out over the radio, and then do it all over again the very next day.
So today is Friday. So this weekend, are you going to be thinking about the show, or are you able to kind of go, let's just sit down and have a great steak? A top cut Aniston round beef plate.
Well, now I'm going to be thinking about that. Now I got to grill out. Get the grill out, get the top cut Aniston steak, and call it a weekend.
That's right.
And then think about what can I do for Monday's show. But look, TJ, you can do it all. You can write, you can voice, you can produce, you can do movies, you can stand up. What makes you feel most alive?
Stand-up comedy and radio, to be honest with you. I feel like stand-up and radio and just improvising in general, you're so absolutely present. And I improvise when I'm acting, but it's only a little bit, around what is a... Jason Bateman actually said this to me. He's like, I'm doing this movie, and a big part of why I'm doing it with you is that I want to direct the series. So I go, oh, really? He goes, yeah, the series is amazing, and I want to direct. And I said, well, are you acting it? He goes, yeah, I'm acting it too, but it's the directing that's really interesting to me. I said, well, you don't like being, he goes, no, acting is the most boring thing in the world. He goes, you just sit around, and then somebody gets you and tells you what to do, and you do it in front of the camera, and then you go and you sit down again. And I thought, easy for you to say, he's been acting since he was, a kid.
Right.
But he's kind of right. And when I am doing stand-up, first of all, it's never the same. So if you come and see me, 75% of it is going to be improvised. Sometimes I improvise the entire hour. That's actually a lot of what I'm doing right now because I'm filming all of the sets. And so if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, which everyone should, but on TikTok, Instagram, all that stuff, I've got a lot of these clips. And some of them are sort of crowd work, but then other stuff is, just riffing about where I am. So I have a special on my YouTube right now called the Spokane Special.
Right.
And it's like a 30-minute special just making fun of Spokane. So it's hilarious because if you don't live in Spokane, some of the references are really going to be lost on you, but it's still hilarious.
Yeah,
because
like
Spokane is so ridiculous.
That's where my wife is from. I'm going to have to tell her to watch this. And
Are you serious?
Yeah, is she going to cringe?
Oh, my God.
Is she going to cringe?
No.
Should I tell her to watch
it? She's going to love it. She's going to love it. They as a city, have a drinking problem. That's what I was saying. My joke is so many of their establishments, the name includes at the end that they serve alcohol. So it's like Burgers and Brews. There's a place in Spokane called Soups and Spirits.
Delicious.
You know what I just said?
Soups and spirits.
And I said to them, I go, do you understand how crazy that is? That the only two things you serve are soup and hard liquor? And so it's just like, and they don't care. When I talked about it, everybody started laughing because they're like, I guess that is weird. That's the craziest thing.
Sweet 98.5, Nikki and Spicoli mornings, joined by comedian TJ Miller. Performing tonight and tomorrow night at the Funny Bone, sold out shows. What can we expect tonight?
So there'll be a lot of talk about Omaha during these shows this weekend. And both shows are sold out tonight. Both shows are sold out tomorrow. So if you're listening and you don't have tickets, get your tickets early next year. All right? There's also the Gentle Giant tour. So I tell some stories. The Mucinex tour show is very strange. It's a very dynamic show. It's a lot of fun. And I got to say that one of my absolute, absolute favorites is the Omaha Funny Bone. Colleen Quinn, who owns it, she is so cool. She officiated my wedding.
What? Did she really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, which is so cool, too, because Kate was the one who thought about that, came up with that. And I think it's funny because when I tell people that the owner of the Omaha Funny Bone officiate our wedding, everyone's like, oh, great, TJ. What was that, like a networking opportunity? Like, I didn't think of it. It wasn't my idea.
Blame my wife. She's the one.
Yeah, blame my wife, please.
Sweet 98.5, Nikki and Spicoli mornings, joined by actor, comedian, TJ Miller. Tonight, sold out show. Tomorrow, sold out show at the Funny Bone. I know you got like just 1 minute here. There's something about peanut butter. You're the first person I've met that sells their own peanut butter. You have all types of flavors like chocolate, coconut, almond. It's not cheap, though. You're going to have to spend a chunk to get some with peanut butter with autographs. How did this start?
So you can buy it now on Amazon.com, but I love peanut butter. I was making a hot sauce, which is still available on Amazon. It's 3 flavors of hot sauce. But the peanut butter, I said, well, I love peanut butter. Maybe I should look into that. I found a family-owned company in Indiana, in rural Indiana, their kids started making peanut butter for a class project, and then everybody loved it. And so I came and said, would you want to collaborate on a peanut butter? They said yes. That was the birth of PB&J peanut butter. And somebody told me recently, they go, this isn't a peanut butter. They go, well, I guess this is a dessert peanut butter. You should tell people. And it is. It's not just some peanut butter. I've got three flavors, dark chocolate, coconut. That's for the ladies, okay?
Uh-huh.
Cherry chocolate with real dried cherries, milk chocolate, and honey roasted peanuts. And then my favorite is Toffee Crispy with toffee, milk chocolate, and Rice Krispies. So they're unlike anything else. You eat them right out of the jar. You don't need to use a spoon. It's 2 a.m. You're drunk. Use your hand.
I love it. The Very Funny TJ Miller tonight and tomorrow night at the Funny Bone. Sold out shows, the Gentle Giant Tour. Thank you very much for your time. Continued success. Tell Colleen we said hello.
Thank you, Jason. All right. I love you.
If you miss any of the conversation that we had with comedian TJ Miller, you can consume it all at sweet985.com.